Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. I'm in the Spy Museum, Berlin. The sound comes from a laser obstacle course, modeled after a security system. Imagine a scene out of Mission Impossible. Museum guide Christoph Evering just failed level 3, which is actually not so bad.
Some of the lasers go on and off in a certain pattern. So you have to memorize the pattern to make your way through. Yeah. And if you're small enough, you can...
I already failed level 2, just like visitor Michael Smith, who is there with a friend.
Because you're visitors to Berlin, and you decided to go to the Spy Museum. Why?
Because there's a very interesting, rich history in Berlin, obviously, and coming from the UK, that history is quite important to us. So we thought, while we're here, we need to come here and find out all we can about all the spying and espionage during the wars, and even through history itself. So yeah, that's probably why,
So you're not a spy?
Not a spy.
Well, are you sure?
Yes.
Well, if I told you, we'd have to kill you.
The museum dedicated to one of the oldest crafts in the world opened 2 months ago.
In der Zeit des Kalten Krieges war Berlin die Welthauptstadt der Spione.
Museum director Joachim Thomas says Berlin was the capital of spies during the Cold War. The museum's location is at the hottest spot of the Cold War on the former Death Strip, Potsdamer Platz, Leipziger Platz. The Cold War plays a prominent role in the museum, with displays of poison-injecting umbrellas, bra cameras and other odd artifacts. Christoph Evering shows me a mysterious glass container that belonged to the East German secret police.
The Stasi, they were, interrogating people, and the people who got interrogated were sitting on prepared chairs, and there was a tissue on each chair, so they were sweating, and the sweat got into these tissues, they put these tissues into glasses and lock the smell inside.
The Spy Museum Berlin doesn't limit itself to 20th century spycraft. It traces the history of espionage from ancient times to the present, from Julius Caesar and his cipher technique to Edward Snowden and big data. This journey is told through a mix of interactive installations and physical documentation. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.